Now, why is it that some people become wise while others, frankly, just don't? What is it that holds some people back from the getting of wisdom? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. There are two types of people who, above all others, drive us completely insane. The first is the hypocrite, and the second is the know-it-all. And my hunch is the know-it-all is actually the worst because you just can't work with them. Now, there's nothing wrong with being smart. There's nothing wrong with being focused and driven. Good leaders are often like that. But the know-it-all is someone who simply can't accept good counsel or advice. When they finally close their mouths to stop talking, it's not so they can listen and learn. It's not so they can take on board advice from someone else. It's not so they can understand how the other person feels. No, the only reason the know-it-all shuts up is to think of what to say next. Being a know-it-all springs out of the deep root of selfishness and pride. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 10. Pride causes arguments, but those who listen to others are wise. Look, none of us has it all together. None of us is perfect. We all have flaws and blind spots. We all have our limitations. But when we hang on to those weaknesses as though they're strengths, when we cling to our arrogance as though it's truth, it causes conflict. On the other hand, those who have a teachable heart, those who are prepared to listen to and act on good advice, those that don't cling to their limitations but grow by learning from others, those people are the ones who end up growing in wisdom. Pride causes arguments, but those who listen to others are wise. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And let me tell you, God's word is cram-packed full of wisdom. That's why receiving His word into our hearts completely transforms our lives. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head to the Media Lounge, where you'll literally find thousands of messages on all different sorts of subjects conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.